Okay, good morning all. Happy 4th of July to everyone. We're up to very near the end of Perekhet and the end of Maseches Yoma. So Perekhet Mishneh Hey. So a few more leniencies regarding some of the some of the halachos on Yom Kippur. So Ubra Shehiriach. Let's say you have a pregnant woman who on Yom Kippur she smells something, and the way far be it from me to speak on behalf of pregnant women, but Chazal speak on behalf of pregnant women, and they say that when a pregnant woman could smell something and she really, really wants it, it could either put her or the baby in danger potentially. How we can tell us if that's true or not? So because of that, ma'achilin oso asha tashiv nafsha, we are allowed to feed her on Yom Kippur up until the point where she says, "Oh, okay, I don't have this strong desire anymore," because there's a real sakana involved. Chola, let's say you have a person who has a life-threatening illness that they need to eat. So ma'achilin osa al pi bekin, we feed him based on the advice of experts, which essentially the understanding of this is, let's say the guy is kicking and screaming, says, "No, I never ate a Yom Kippur. This guy is 90 years old, never dreamed we'd ever eat a Yom Kippur, but now the doctors say you have to eat a Yom Kippur or you're going to die." So we trust the experts and we say we feed him no matter what. But if there aren't any experts around, so there are two ways to interpret this, right? There's either you can say that there are no experts around, or you can say that this guy is going against the experts. The experts say he doesn't need to eat, but he himself feels he really does need to eat, or he's not going to be well. So in either of these situations, you can argue, ma'achilin oso al piatzmo, you feed him based on his own opinion, because if he really feels like he's in a real sakana, then we have to feed him. Ashi umar dai, until he says, "I've had enough and I'm good to go." Mishnah vav, misha chazu vumos. Let's say a person gets sick with a condition called vumos, which basically is a condition that's caused by being very, very hungry. So ma'achilin oso afilu devarim tmeim, we can feed him even non-kosher foods on Yom Kippur. That's how severe the concern is. Ashi yoru einav, until his vision is essentially fully back in order. Evidently, a loss in vision or a weakened vision is a condition of this disease. So if he starts to be able to see properly again, then we realize that he is getting better. So therefore, we don't need to feed him anymore, but we have to feed him up until that point. Let's say someone was bitten by some crazy dog, right? A rabid dog, maybe he has rabies or something. So there's one opinion that says, evidently, back in the day, they used to treat a situation like this. If someone was bitten by a mad dog, they would feed him with like the lobe of the liver of the dog. So that was a way seen as a treatment. But evidently, in the times of Chazal, they realized that this is a quack medicine. They don't trust this. So according to the Tanakhama, we don't feed him the lobe of the liver because this doesn't make any sense. This doesn't actually heal him. However, Rabbi Masi ben Charash comes along and he says, "You know what? Actually, it is permissible. If there's a chance that this could save the guy, we let it happen." And then one more teaching from Rabbi Masi ben Charash that seemingly the Tanakhama agrees with him on. But what about Rabbi Masi ben Charash? Hachoshish begrono. If a guy feels that his throat is beginning to be, there's a pain in his throat, then evidently there's a concern that this could be a life-threatening condition. Metilin lo sam besoch piv b'shabbos, and this happens on Shabbos. So we do whatever we need to do to get him the medicine on Shabbos. We do whatever we need to do to put the medicine in his mouth on Shabbos. B'pneishin hu safek nefashos, because this is a safek nefashos, right? There's a chance that this could be some terrible, deadly condition, and there's a rule that even a safek nefashos, we are docha Shabbos. V'chos safek nefashos docha Shabbos. At any time there's a potential possibility that maybe there's a life in danger, we break Shabbos. We do whatever we have to do, and this is really important to halacha l'maisa, right? If God forbid anyone, there's even a chance that they could be ill or such that they might die, right? So we break Shabbos no matter what. It's very important that people realize this halacha. It's not just if someone's about to be hit by a car or something, then you can save them. Even if there's a chance that they can be in terrible danger, then you are allowed to do whatever you need to do to save the person. That brings the end of Mishnah Vav, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. For